This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. While Speaker of the House Paul Ryan tries to negotiate tax reform here, come Saturday, the Indian government is basically going to throw out its entire tax code and start all over again with what's called a goods and services tax. Public strikes and street protests have started already. Businesses say they are not ready, but the government is saying get on board. Marketplace's Andy Euler has that story.
Nobody likes paying taxes, especially if you've never done it before. And now collectors are telling you to pony up. A lot of medium-sized businesses in India don't pay taxes because the government doesn't know what they're up to. This new tax law will change that. Shailesh Kumar is with the Eurasia Group.
By having to register, the government's now going to be able to see their economic activity, to be able to see what's happening in the labor markets, to be able to regulate them to some extent, and most importantly, to finally be able to tax them.
But implementing the policy isn't going to be easy.
Certain states have the requisite capabilities. Others simply don't.
That's Shumit Ganguly. He teaches political science at Indiana University. He says for at least a few months, the scramble to get every business registered and running the software to collect the taxes will be a struggle. Many see it as yet another sign of government incompetence. Last year, the government took the radical step of voiding 90% of the country's currency to fight corruption and counterfeiting. People had to stand in long lines for hours to exchange their old cash for new notes.
There's a huge amount of skepticism and cynicism about how well the government will implement it, and then subsequently, will they not simply squander the significant resources that are going to be flowing into government coffers?
He calls India's current tax policy a patchwork quilt that creates significant problems in integrating the national economy. He thinks tax reform is a step in the right direction, but says it'll be years before we know if this experiment actually worked. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.